Happy to welcome to the program today Gene Foy. She is the director of the MassPIRG Consumer Action Center in Weymouth, covers the entire South Shore region. To learn a little bit more about what the organization does, how it can help you, how you might be able to access their services, and also to talk about Consumer Protection Week, which is coming up in March. So, Gene, great to meet you, first of all.
Nice to meet you, too. Thank you for having me.
Oh, it's our pleasure. Really appreciate the opportunity. You sent us the information notifying us about Consumer Protection Week. March 7th, right, is the week of March 7th?
Yep, March 6th through 12th.
Okay.
It's always the second week in March where we like to go out, consumer advocates, and just remind consumers what their rights are and talk to them about tips on how to avoid identity theft and scams. And in my case, you know, what kind of resources I have that people can access for help.
Yeah, now MassPIRG, I know I've heard of, Massachusetts Public Interest Research Group, kind of the state organization, right?
Yep.
But you specifically tailored to South Shore.
Right. So MassPIRG runs the agency. We have a grant from the Attorney General's office, and they have 18 local consumer programs that they fund across the state to assist consumers at a grassroots level. And MassPIRG is based out of Boston. They are a nonpartisan, nonprofit consumer advocacy group that works to protect consumers in the marketplace, you know, through safe products and unfair and deceptive practices. So they oversee my office, which is located in Weymouth, and we handle 23 towns along the South Shore out through Metro West.
Okay.
And Quincy is one of them. So we handle complaints for the Attorney General's office, any kind of consumer complaint. We are a resource agency, so if someone has a complaint or a concern or a question, and they're from Quincy or one of the other towns I handle, or even if they're not, I'm the person you can call and I can pick up the phone and talk to you about your problem. And if you need help with it, we can reach out to the business and see if we can help you get your problem resolved.
Okay, is it kind of a like a better business bureau type model, would you say?
It is definitely a better business bureau type of model,
okay.
Except that we run under the umbrella of the Attorney General's
right,
office.
Yeah.
Any complaint that comes into that office is tracked by the Attorney General's office to try to see if there's trends in the marketplace, unfair and deceptive business practices. We also, our model is not just to communicate by email or letter. We pick up the phone. We talk to people. There's, I think, a little bit more back and forth with our process.
Okay. So someone, say, having an issue with an auto repair facility, you'll intervene on their behalf and try and get a resolution?
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. That's what we'll do. And we handle all types of issues, home improvement contractor. I would say in order of kind of our top complaints, automobile complaints that could range from buying a car, leasing a car, repairing a car, home improvement complaints, and retail. We get a lot of retail, whether it's in-store or online complaints.
Okay. Now, are you actually open, I mean, in pre-pandemic or post-pandemic times, is it a center that's open to the public and just come in and say, I have this problem, can you help me?
So, yes, in theory, we have our offices in Weymouth, 182 Green Street. We're in the Council on Aging building in Weymouth, and we do get a lot of walk-ins. Obviously, if you wanted to come and speak with me and you wanted to come into the office, it's always better to make an appointment to make sure that we're there, that we're available. My office hours are Monday through Friday, 10 to 4. Obviously, with COVID, we have been working remotely, but I expect to be back in the office again Monday through Friday, 10 to 4, starting in March, hopefully.
Okay. Can you maybe try to highlight of some past accomplishments, Gene, that your center has, you know, kind of adjudicated, if you will?
Okay,
without naming names, of course.
No, no. Oh, no. You know what? I'll go big picture first. We started running the Consumer Action Center in 1989.
Wow.
I've been running it since 1993. In that time, I'm going to cheat and look at my notes.
That's okay.
We have assisted over 20,000 consumers,
really?
And we've saved them or got back more than $5 million.
Wow.
So, and you know what that means? It could be we've got a dealer to take back a car and refund them their money.
Okay.
Or we've got a debt collector to agree to close an account yeah. with a zero balance. We have got, and I kind of don't want to say this one, but yep. we have got timeshares to take back timeshares from
issue.
People
yeah.
who no longer can use them. It needs to be, you know, more of an issue where they can't use them for whether they can't afford to or
yeah.
they're in poor health, not just give it back because they don't want it anymore.
Right. Yeah.
You know, we try
Legitimate.
To work with complaints, issues, concerns, something that we can latch on to try to help the
yeah.
consumer get the issue resolved.
Do you provide the legal assistance also?
So no, we can't provide legal assistance.
Okay.
The Attorney General's office is not allowed to provide legal assistance to consumers.
Okay.
Because they work on behalf of the Commonwealth.
Of course,
so that
yeah.
means we can't provide legal advice. If it's something that needs legal advice, we would refer them to the Mass Bar Association
okay.
Lawyer Referral Service or the Norfolk County Bar Association Lawyer Referral Service.
All right.
Or any other free, you know, legal mm-hmm. agencies that are available out there. So we are like a huge resource. And that's why I say if you have a problem or an issue or concern,
yeah.
you can always call me. I can always talk to you about your problem. I can always try to point you in the right direction.
Kind of assess it.
We're not the right direction.
Yeah.
I'm also, you know, happy to give pointers on how to handle it yourself. I actually spoke with someone today before I came here who's trying to get back a service that he prepaid for, and the business has closed.
Mm.
And I don't know that he needs to file a complaint at this point,
mm-hmm.
but I gave him some steps he could do first mm-hmm. to see if he could get it resolved on his own, letting him know, though, that obviously we could try to help him out.
Okay, so you're really kind of the first stop before you have to take legal action.
We are definitely the first stop
yeah.
before you have to take legal action. And, you know, part of working in the community, the reason why I think the Attorney General's office set up the local consumer programs is that you do get to know merchants. You do have mm-hmm. contacts. So I might have someone who's been trying to resolve, some kind of a credit dispute
mm-hmm.
or a warranty issue,
yep.
and they've spent months on it, and, you know, I may have a contact and can get it resolved fairly
oh.
quickly. We don't resolve everything, though.
Sure,
I think
sure.
our resolution rate is probably maybe 68% or so, but, you know, not everything can be resolved. Some things will have to be litigated or arbitrated or
yeah.
whatever the avenue is.
Sure, sure. Is there a cost at all for your service?
No, it's a free service
okay.
because, again, we work in a grant from the Attorney General's office,
okay.
so it's a free service that we provide courtesy of the Attorney General's
yeah.
office and Mass Park Consumer Action Center. Yeah.
Okay, so
yeah.
it's, I mean, it is residents' tax dollars at work, basically.
It,
yeah.
it is, for
yeah,
sure.
Sure.
Yeah.
Tell me about Consumer Protection Week 2022. It's March, as you mentioned, March 6th.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, I mean, National Consumer Protection Week is really just a week where consumer advocates get together and, you know, concertedly try to get the word out that, you know, there you have consumer rights. We're here. There are organizations that can help you. MassPerg will be doing that week on their website and, you know, on their social media. They'll be doing an issue a day that they're spotlighting. One of those issues would be how to freeze your credit report.
Yes.
I can't off the top of my head remember what the other issues are.
Okay.
But they'll be addressing, you know, certain things.
It's you know, it's a great point, especially, I mean, have you seen throughout this pandemic, Gene, issues that have arisen? The one I'm thinking of right away is the sports club issue, the folks are charged for their memberships after the clubs closed.
Yeah. We did get, during the COVID, when everything shut down,
yeah.
we did get a lot of complaints about health clubs charging for services that weren't being provided because they were closed.
Right.
You know, travel that people weren't
yes.
able to go on and weren't getting their money back. Yeah, and I think that first thing people need to know is whenever they sign a contract
mm-hmm.
is that's the first place they should look to see where their rights are
mm.
and where the business's responsibilities are. Sometimes it was as simple as, you know, you need to send a letter to the health club and let them know to stop billing you that you don't want to continue to use the club.
Okay.
There was a point where they were closed mandatorily.
Yes.
And they stopped billing voluntarily.
Yes.
And then when they opened back up, they started billing again, but people weren't going back, and they thought they weren't going to be billed again. But, you know, you need to look to your contract whenever you sign a contract. Yeah. And I think, you know, we also have got a few scam things.
Really?
You know, they're out there. I don't know that we're the first point of contact for people when they've been scammed.
Yep.
I think they reach out to the police a lot. Mm-hmm. They might reach out to, if they're senior, to the senior center.
Mm-hmm.
And with those kind of complaints, they're hard for an agency like mine that tries to resolve complaints. They're harder to handle because they're criminal.
Right, exactly.
And so, you know, a criminal isn't going to necessarily respond to us.
Really. Oh, hi, Jean. Yes, I'd be happy to give those folks their money back.
Legitimate business. Right.
Yeah.
You know, but what we can provide is things people can do, steps they can take. There's a really great, I will plug it.
Please,
there's a really great identity theft recovery plan workbook that's put out by the FTC. You can go online and you can get it too.
Okay.
But it's we direct people a lot here when they've been scammed and the victim of some kind of a theft of either money or their identity, because it just gives you step by steps on you know what to do, what your next steps are, sample letters. So we'll point them in this direction.
Okay.
When you're a victim of a scam, unfortunately, it's a lot of hard work on that person's, you know, that they have to take to try to straighten things out again. And so we'll go out sometimes to the community and we'll do talks on scams and, you know, how to protect yourself. Things that you should remember. And no matter what the scam, it's kind of all the same tips, right? Mm. Verify that whoever's contacting you, whether it's by phone or by mail or by internet, is who they say they are.
Mm-hmm.
How do you verify? Go right to the source. Mm-hmm. Don't use that letter or that email as the source.
Mm-hmm.
Look online for the number for the IRS,
right.
if it's the IRS saying that you owe them money.
Yes.
Look online if it's, trying to think who else, you know.
Your bank or something.
Your bank, I get that a lot. A lot of bank things come in. And we try to tell them to look for the warning signs, right?
Mm-hmm.
The warning signs are, it's urgent. Like, this is a problem. Something horrible is going to happen if you don't respond right away.
There's a time limit on
there's
it,
There's definitely, yeah.
Yeah.
And they're trying to cause you anxiety.
Right.
So take a deep breath. Verify.
Yep.
Does it make sense? You know, don't ever give your personal information out to anybody. It all seems so obvious, but in the moment, it's not.
No, the emotion takes over. Right?
It does.
Yeah.
It does. And you really have to stop yourself and think, like, why does the IRS want me to give them a gift card to pay for something? Like, a lot of times it just doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
And if you take a deep breath and you pause, even, you know, you can always say, can I have your number and I'll call you back?
Right.
A lot of times what I say to seniors is, you know, if it's that knock on the door and it's a contractor who says, we're doing driveways
mm-hmm.
in the neighborhood and
mm-hmm.
we have some extra
tar left over. Yeah.
We can do it for cheap or we're checking chimneys. You know, I tell them, say, oh, I would love to have you do it, but I don't make those decisions. I have to run it by my son, my daughter, my husband. Even if that person doesn't exist, just to give yourself time to think about it, to vet it, to research it. I mean, why have the first guy who knocks on your door clean your chimney when there's so many companies out there
mm-hmm.
that you can vet
mm-hmm.
and hire and compare prices to clean your chimney?
Yeah.
So relax,
take a deep breath.
That's great advice.
It's great advice. And like you say, but in the moment, in the heat of the moment, it's hard to remember.
It is hard to remember.
No is a powerful word. Folks should use it more.
They definitely should.
Or maybe at least, right?
Maybe. Maybe is a good one, right?
Yeah.
Especially.
Check back tomorrow. good point. You mentioned credit report. You can teach folks how to freeze their credit reports, which is important.
Mm-hmm.
Check their credit reports, right, to see if there's any abnormalities. That can be an indicator, too, of somebody using identity theft.
It definitely can.
Identity, yeah.
One tip that we like to tell people all the time is, yes, pull your credit report at least once a year.
Mm-hmm.
You're entitled to get a copy of your credit report every year for free
mm-hmm.
from each of the three credit reporting bureaus. So that means you can get it three times a year.
Right.
So you could spread it out over
the
year if you wanted to, or you could just do it once a year. If you see anything on there that isn't right, you want to correct it with the Credit Reporting Bureau. Even if it's something as simple as an address that's not yours, anything that's not right on there, you should flag and you should have them remove it. You know, some people forget, so set the date that you do it first of the year. Your birthday, make it a date that's easy to remember, and always check your credit report. That's going to be the first sign of any kind of identity theft.
Sure.
Yeah.
Can you help your agency help resolutions with credit agencies, or is that something they have to
no.
do? You can
help? I mean, we have helped people with misinformation on their credit report that they can't get cleared up on their own.
Yep.
We do have, you know, some contacts at a lot of agencies, so we probably could help with that.
Okay.
Anything that's credit related, we need an authorization form. We'd send just kind of a, you know, a simple form that says I give MassPerg Consumer Action permission to look into this. Some businesses won't deal with us because we are a third party and it is financial stuff, but they will respond to us and they'll say we will respond directly to the consumer.
All right.
So sometimes we can get the ball rolling even if the business isn't willing to actually talk to us and deal with us.
Okay, but in that sense, though, you've already intervened and helped get the process started a little
bit.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
And then, you know, we were talking about freezing and fraud alerts.
Mm-hmm.
There's, if you do see something, if you are the victim of identity theft, you know, you have a couple of mechanisms. You can put a fraud alert on your credit report. And the way you do that is you contact one of the credit reporting bureaus, and they will notify you if anything comes onto your credit.
Yes.
If any credit inquiries have happened.
Yep.
It's good for 90 days, but it can be renewed like every 90 days. And then a credit freeze is where you actually freeze your credit and you cannot access it unless you unfreeze it. And it's been simplified more so that it's more workable than it used to be. You'd get a PIN number. If you knew that you needed your credit access, so you had to buy a car because your car died, you could unfreeze it to do that and then freeze it again.
Yes.
I think freezes are, you know, if you really have been compromised. Fraud alerts are if you are concerned you may have been.
Just want to be notified to be aware that something might be happening.
Yeah.
I know that during the height of the pandemic, there was a lot of unemployment fraud. You know, folks filing for unemployment claims under the guise of somebody else.
Yeah.
So that was a big issue.
And I will tell you that those are really hard to unravel just because you have a state agency involved and a fraud involved.
Yes.
And
and
those can be
possibly
tough.
Money has already been issued, you know,
right.
So yeah.
And some things that come our way might be too much for us to handle.
Sure. Yeah, no, absolutely.
And so we always try to handle any complaint that comes to us, but the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau is really great. It's a federal agency that handles financial issues, any kind of a financial issue. We refer people there a lot. Sometimes we'll say, we will try to help you, but we would also suggest you contact them.
Okay.
Because you know, we are a voluntary consumer advocacy organization.
Mm-hmm.
The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau is a government
agency. It's an actual agency, yeah.
So, you know, they may get more of a response than we would in those kind of financial issues.
Yeah. Do you have an actual staff, Jean, or is it just you?
I have a part-time assistant director and me. I have in the past had volunteers, but
really,
small
but mighty.
Small but mighty. There you go.
Okay. Anything else we should let folks know about? Again, the Consumer Protection Week.
Yep. So, you know, National Consumer Protection Week is out there.
Yeah.
But you know, you should know that every week is Consumer Protection Week, and we are there all the time for you. So you know, you don't have to just keep it to a week. Anytime you have any question, a concern, you want some advice, you want some tips, I'm your girl, call me. I'll be happy to try to help you out. If I can't help you out, I'll be trying to send you to the person who can.
781-335-0280.
That's
your
right.
Your office in Weymouth or the website massperg.org.
That's right.
All right. Really appreciate the opportunity to let
you.
Folks know about you and your agency, and hopefully we've got some information out for you that might be able to help folks.
I appreciate it. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Oh, it's our pleasure. It's our pleasure. And thank you for watching. I'm Joe Catalano. For all of us here at QAE TV, we'll see you next time.